Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is endorsing former Vice President Joe Biden for president. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks reports Warren posted the video announcement this morning, more than 5 weeks after she dropped out of the race.
Warren is the last of the major Democratic presidential candidates to endorse Biden. In her video, she says Biden has dedicated most of his life to public service. And with a nation confronting a deadly pandemic and an economic crisis, Warren says the former vice president has the empathy and the experience to unite and rebuild the country.
We can't afford to let Donald Trump continue to endanger the lives and livelihoods of every American. And that's why I'm proud to endorse Joe Biden as President of the United States.
In the video, Warren says Biden grew up on the ragged edge of the middle class, a favorite line she uses about her own background. She tells part of his life story, from the tragic death of his first wife and child in a car crash, to his early years as a senator, to his service as President Obama's vice president.
When Donald Trump is gone, we will need to do more than heal a nation that has been bitterly divided. We will need to rebuild and transform our country. And I've seen Joe Biden help a nation rebuild.
Warren says Biden did that when he helped lead the nation out of the 2008 recession. Warren was the first major candidate to jump into the race for president and ran well to the left of Biden. She offered a series of progressive plans, including a wealth tax, Medicare for all, free public college, and canceling student debt for tens of millions of Americans. Biden focused on President Trump and a promise to return things to normal.
I've worked across the aisle to reach consensus, to help make government work in the past. I can do that again with your help.
By contrast, Warren argued that a bold progressive vision was the surest way to defeat President Trump and warned against the kind of moderate vision offered by Biden. She argued that if Democrats play it safe,
then Democrats will lose. We win when we have big enough ideas to meet the big problems in people's lives and we get out there and fight for them.
That was Warren campaigning in New Hampshire in January. But following disappointing results in the early voting states and then Super Tuesday, including a third-place finish in her home state, Warren had no path forward and suspended her presidential campaign. At that time, she did not endorse either Biden or her fellow progressive Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, saying she needed time to think. Warren's differences with Biden date back to 2005, when they clashed over efforts to reform the nation's bankruptcy law. Warren was a Harvard professor, and Biden was a U.S. senator from Delaware, who supported a law to make it harder to file for bankruptcy. Warren opposed it because she saw bankruptcy as a crucial protection for working families. And she accused Biden of doing the bidding of the credit card industry, which is largely based in Delaware. So on the day Biden announced that he was running for president, Warren, campaigning in Iowa, attacked him for that vote 14 years ago.
At a time when the biggest financial institutions in this country were trying to put the squeeze on millions of hardworking families, Joe Biden was on the side of the credit card companies.
In her endorsement video, Warren says that of all the candidates she competed with for the presidential nomination, there was no one she agreed with 100% of the time.
But one thing I appreciate about Joe Biden is he will always tell you where he stands. When you disagree, he'll listen. And not just listen, but really hear you and treat you with respect, no matter where you're coming from.
Warren's endorsement followed those of Sanders and former President Obama earlier this week. In a statement of his own after the endorsement, Biden praised Warren for the passion and conviction she brought to the presidential race. And he said he's been working with her over the past few weeks to identify and adopt some of her proposals. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.